Nokia takes a bite out of Apple.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Apple reportedly has settled with Swedish mobile phone maker Nokia over patent infringement. There's been no word on how much Apple will pay. The agreement, though, could have big repercussions in the smartphone business. Cecilia Kang is tech reporter for The Washington Post. She's with us now from D.C. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
Now, this is being considered a win for Nokia, right?
It's a win for Nokia in that it's really been fighting in international trade courts for money that it thinks that Apple owes it for its patents. By Apple agreeing to the settlement, Nokia wins. It gets money and it gets a "we told you so, we were right" kind of bragging rights.
And what was Nokia saying? What were they claiming?
Well, Nokia was saying that Apple had been using technology that infringes its copyrights, its patents, on smartphone technology. It's everything that you would expect and you know that belongs on the iPhone and the iPad, the swipe technology, a lot of the be able to toggle back and forth between different applications, the things that made its products like the iPhone very popular. These are things that Nokia says that, hey, we actually came up with a decade before you even put out the iPhone or the iPad, and so we should get paid.
And what are the broader implications for the mobile sector?
The reason why this is important is because the real money in technology is in mobile devices and mobile technology. For the phone makers that are watching this, they're wondering how this applies to them because they're all using the same technology in some ways.
Cecilia Kang, tech reporter for The Washington Post. Cecilia, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, markets are higher right now. The S&P and NASDAQ up more than about 1.25%. The Dow higher now, 119 points at 12,072, up exactly 1%. The government said today wholesale prices rose slightly in May, but that inflation rate grew at the slowest pace in 10 months. Food prices are lower. Also word today, retail sales fell last month for the first time in nearly a year. Car sales leading the decline because of the Japanese earthquake. A government report says U.S.-based airlines collected nearly $3.5 billion in baggage fees last year. Delta was the biggest bag charger at almost $1 billion. Soft drink maker Pepsi wants to tap into a new market, the one where people just kinda care about calories. So the new drink will be calorically somewhere between a full-flavored cola and a diet cola. Here's Marketplace's Jeff Horwich on the fizz behind the new soda named Pepsi Next.
Reward yourself with new Pepsi Edge. It has full-on flavor, but 50% less sugar and carbs.
Wait a minute. That's Pepsi Edge, and that commercial aired 6 years ago. This year's version is Pepsi Next, but the same logic applies. You hate the taste of Diet Pepsi. You loves you some Pepsi. Yet you know that drinking one is the calorie equivalent of a scoop of chocolate peanut butter chunk ice cream. Maybe something in the middle.
A lot of work has been done in the last 4 or 5 years on sweetener and ingredient technology.
John Sisher is editor and publisher of Beverage Digest, which picked up the first bubbles of news about Pepsi Next.
Certainly, there's been a lot more focus on calories, health and wellness, obesity since then. And Pepsi says this Pepsi Next is a much better tasting mid-calorie cola.
Sisher says the mid-calorie cola remains a tempting strategy as both Pepsi and Coke struggle with fewer Americans drinking soda. Consumers in Iowa and Wisconsin get the first sips in July. I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com. For more about the latest business and economic news from Marketplace, visit Marketplace.org to discover even more of the news you love from Marketplace.
New Jersey today wraps up the first round of applications on its new offshore wind project. The Garden State could be the first in the country to actually start harnessing offshore wind for power. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports from the sustainability desk the U.S. lags behind Europe and other countries in getting offshore wind to market.
America's windiest land is also no man's land. Wind farms in the plains and deserts need long transmission lines to get power to the people. Andy Wickless is with Navigant Consulting. He says East Coast waters are the best bet for wind power because of all the big cities nearby.
Which can be a plus and a minus, a plus in terms of the amount of transmission you have to build, a minus in terms of potential public backlash.
Backlash has held up one offshore proposal called Cape Wind for about a decade. Its developers want to put turbines in Nantucket Sound.
Greenpeace, these are the fishermen that you're trying to put out of business.
That's from a documentary about the fight. It's clean energy activists versus vacationers and local business. But public opinion's just the beginning. It's taken government agencies a long time to write offshore wind guidelines. And once wind developers do get permits, Andy Wickliss says they still need other companies to build transmission lines and utilities to promise to buy the power.
If fewer folks were involved, it would probably go faster.
And motivation helps, too. New Jersey has it. Because offshore wind means work, mostly at ports. The huge blades and poles need to be assembled near the water. Jim Lennard is president of the Offshore Wind Development Coalition. He says New Jersey's willing to trade the higher price of wind power for jobs.
The developers have to show that the benefits that they're bringing to the state of New Jersey exceed the costs that the ratepayers might be asked to pay.
The first offshore turbine should start spinning next September, just six of them, in state waters near Atlantic City. New Jersey's enthusiasm for wind may seem at odds with another move. It just quit a program to trade greenhouse gases. But Jim Lennard says right now, climate change is not the way to sell wind power to lawmakers.
We recognize that their interests lie more with economic development, job creation, and manufacturing.
He says that new script should help offshore wind pick up speed. I'm Eve Troeh for Marketplace.
And finally, what could be better than an ice-cold beer on a hot Texas day? Organizers of Houston's Beer Festival way oversold their event. 20,000 tickets to a park that could only hold 12,000. The line to get in the park's only entrance was at least three blocks long. Lines for beer taps, which, by the way, ran dry before day's end, took as long as half an hour. Which reminds me of some advice my dad gave me when I worked for him at his bar. Don't anger a large crowd of hot, drunk people. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
It's a competitive world. You want your kids to do well, but a parent only has so much time, you know.
The other problem I have is I have four kids. If you have too many kids, you can't invest that heavily in any one of them because you go crazy.
I'm Kai Ryssdal, also, as it happens, the father of four. It's the Freakonomics of Parenting next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.